The Collision, where sports and politics smash. Thursdays at 10 a.m. and on iTunes and Google Play. WPFW, Washington, D.C.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta talk to y'all.
Lot to talk about, y'all.
Yeah, a whole bunch. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You're gonna be watching comment. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
And I'm Ron Pinchback, along with Chip Jones. And today we took a look at a little bit of stuff. Okay, And and of course, your comments. Most appreciated and most welcome. That's what this show is all about. All right. Community Watch and comment. Friday edition. All right. So it's been kind of a wild week, as we all attest to.
Right. A culmination of a bunch of wild weeks.
Man, So we want to get your thoughts about some of the activities that have that have transpired, you know, over the past few days. All kinds of things going on out there. DC, Maryland, Virginia, on the verge of, you know, federal employees getting what they call it, RIFT. Remember RIFT, that?
Right.
Yeah, RIFT. You know, and that. You know, that affects economies. That affects
not to be confused with RIF. Reading is fundamental. This is
that's right.
RIFT
or a nice horn piece. You know, when you're blowing your horn and
right.
you say, hey, that's nice. That was a good riff.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, 202-588-0893, Community Watch and Comment. This morning, like I said, we're going to give your thoughts on, you know, open the phone line to let you express your thoughts about the happenings. And there have been so many this week, very, very game-changing, you know, things. I guess the stunner is, there's so many stunners. Isn't that right, Chip?
Yeah, I mean, you keep thinking it can't get any worse.
and then it does. All right. Well, President Trump wants to turn Gaza into a resort with U.S. in control. I mean, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling that Mar-o-Gazo. That's what that's
But yeah, I mean, that's that. Okay, that's just one thing. But then, of course, you got the assault on federal programs, federal workers, that USAID issue is a lot more serious, you know, than people perhaps realize, because right. it's food,
right,
medicine, you know?
It's also our standing in the world. I mean, JFK institutionalized that as a bulwark against Russia stepping in and becoming friends to all these other countries, you know, and pulling them away from us and democracy, you know. So, and then, you know, the latest thing that's come out is that Elon Musk has a dog in this hunt, that USAID was looking into the shutting down of Starlink for the Ukraine and giving Russia a leg up in the war there. So he's not just a non-interested participant exactly. when it comes to exactly. looking at this. This is
financial interests.
Right. This is financial.
But you know, see, that's one of the other things, one of the other revelations that's slowly emerging.
Right.
I mean, just because of the air disaster, you know, in D.C. Now he's saying, and Trump is, you know, waving that flag, that he's going to let Musk revamp the air traffic control system.
Right, that Musk and his team are going to go in and rewrite all the air traffic control systems. And I'm like, yeah, like that. How well is this technology on Tesla gone? They've got what, 250,000 cars recalled just this year since January? Okay. It's like,
By the way, and of course, you've got Musk and his other team actively trying to dismantle the federal government.
Yeah, the treasure payer system. Yeah,
without due process. With you know, it's fortunately, the judge decided just that way that
right.
This is gonna have to go through some steps.
Right. Nobody elected this guy.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody confirmed this guy.
So anyhow, then we had the 50 cities, 50 states protest the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, impromptu protest because of the assault on the federal workers and contractors. See, you know that, and I use that word contractors because that's who's going to get hurt the most out of this.
Right.
You know, they're going to get hurt. I mean, they're going to get hurt. Okay. So all that stuff is on the table and more. This morning on Community Watch and Comment, the number to call is 202-588-0893. I'm Brian Pinchback along with Chip Jones. And thank you, Miguel, for being there.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the engineer.
That's all right,
folks. Good morning, caller. We're on WPFW.
Hello, good caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, just wanted to make sure. Is it me?
Yep, you're on the air.
Rhonda Hamilton. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so very much. This is Dr. Rhonda Hamilton, former 2022 D.C. mayoral candidate, and I'm calling in this morning because I'm very disappointed in the Republican lawmakers' proposal of a bill to end D.C.'s home rule,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just so concerned that over 700,000 citizens would have our sovereignty taken from us and what the negative impacts would look like for us as a society. I'm very concerned because over 70% of us have shown an inability or unengagement in our local voting affairs, and this just exacerbates the problem. So I was just right. wondering if you could touch on that this morning, and certainly wanted to make certain that this message got out to our D.C. voting public.
Yeah, I mean, this is so ill-conceived, and you can tell, I mean, it's spiteful. I mean, the bill is yeah. called the Bring Oversight to Washington and Safety to Every Resident. Bowser. So, I mean, you can tell they're trolling, that this is all about trying to punish. This is not about governance.
Absolutely. It never is. I agree. It never is. I so agree. And now more than ever, there needs to be a message, more importantly, to the people beyond what you think about Bowser. The people's rights have to prevail, and we must defend D.C. And I don't think that our citizens are very well aware of what the revoking of our Home Rule Act means for them.
Well, you know what? I don't mean no harm.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a bridge too far. You know, I think the citizens of D.C., they're not going to go for that. You know,
I
have just that much confidence coming out of Southeast.
Mm. You know?
Amen. I second that.
We got to stay on it.
I come from a D.C. that will stand up, and I'm on your program this morning as a call to action. We must stand up and defend D.C.
Okay. Hey, thank you very, very much.
Yes, very much.
And we will we'll stay in touch with this thank you for being here, okay?
I appreciate you. Most importantly, thank you for being here. We need you now more than ever.
All right. 202-588-0893. Community watch and comment. You know, let off with Republicans are doing this.
Right. Yeah. It's always Republicans that are trying to take away somebody's rights. I mean, that's always the case.
How about that? It's so obvious. It's so
right.
So many red flags. Look what they've done to the LGBTQ community. I mean, you're going to take their rights, and it's just incredible.
It is. It's mean-spirited, and you can tell the focus. I mean, I was in an argument online with somebody about transgender, and their argument that, well, you know, they abused transgender kids, when the story came out about 5,700 transgender operations from 2019 to 2023. And I said, it's interesting because during that same 4-year period, 17,000 children died from gun violence. Where were the laws for that? Where was the outrage from the Republicans for that,
And not only that, the pedophiles are the straight guys in the home.
Exactly.
It's not transgender people, it's the straight guys.
Right.
And they're looking the wrong way at things, once again, people try to defend their positions, and
right.
That's understandable.
What they focus on tells you a lot about who they are.
Hey, there you go. 202-588-0893. Community watch and comment. I'm Ryan Pinchback along with Chip Jones. You've been tuned to 89.3 FM, WPFW. Your station for jazz and justice. Let's see. Let's go to the phone. Good morning,
caller.
You on WPFW.
Hello,
this
caller.
Is Rick calling you long distance from Germany.
Hey, Rick.
There he is.
You got your pen and paper, fellas?
I do.
Okay. First of all, who is CIA director under Trump now in 2025?
I'm afraid to ask.
Okay. You don't know? Please check that out. And I would ask you, is it true that a majority of the CIA workforce have been offered a buyout to end their employment?
Yes.
That is true.
That's true. Okay. Are the buyouts from the agency or are the buyouts from Trump as president and as an administration?
Trump as president and administration.
So
that was his call.
Yeah.
He's in effect
there was no process,
shutting
there was no
down
process,
the CIA.
There was no process beyond that.
Right. That was an executive order, shutting it down. And so Ratcliffe, you know, is handling that. The money is probably coming out of the CIA budget, but.
For their own demise?
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, they're paying these people. Yeah, they're paying these people out of CIA budget. It's gonna dwindle. I mean, they're not actually going to save money over the long haul. They're just getting people out that they deem are not with them.
And that's and hence is the issue, because the people that you're getting out, and then you have to look at the caliber of people that they're trying to bring in.
Well, the only caliber they care about is loyalty.
Exactly. And that's the issue, right. You know, that's the problem. Yeah. And I think the American people are going to wake up and smell that coffee, because you can't keep putting incompetent people in positions out of loyalty. That's when tragedies happen and things like that, you know? So, the American people will see this, because it's just going to be blatantly obvious.
Right.
It's not like it's going to have to be no great revelation. You know, it's going to be blatantly obvious. I mean, look how they've handled this whole buyout thing, this purge thing. You know, look how they've handled it. Look how they, the tariffs. Okay. And the Panama Canal. I mean, Gaza. You know, we're going to turn it into a luxury hotel.
Right.
Am I still on the line, fellas?
Yes, you are.
Yes, Rick, my apologies. Go ahead.
I just want to say in closing, if Trump is shutting down the CIA effectively, then he's preparing for war with Russia and China on his own.
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know, because it doesn't make sense to anybody, really. Thank you for Rick. You know, and he makes an interesting point, because why is the administration dismantling all of the protections that currently exist for the country?
Right.
I mean, just chipping away at it, but not, you know, taking the hammer to it.
Well,
and,
I mean,
and have no replacements, no these agents and people like that. These people are life. These people have experience that
right.
You can't get looking at a resume.
Yeah, oh, because
my friend, you know.
Because that is Trump. I mean, Trump dismantled the pandemic early warning system that George Bush and Obama had created, and we got a pandemic. And he's always talking about how, well, we were caught flat-footed with the coronavirus. We got caught flat-footed because you dismantled the mechanism that would have let us know sooner. I mean, and that's what I said, is Trump is about ego. He's not about governance. He doesn't care about running the government.
Yeah, we get it, but the question is, do the American people care about governance?
Right.
And that's what we're going to see in the next few weeks. Let's go back to the phones, 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning to you guys.
Hey.
Shout out to Brother Rick from Germany. This is Joe from Bowie. I have a sense that the law enforcement security could not have done any better with their efforts on January 6th compared to what the Muscovites are doing with their incursion into the security apparatus throughout our government.
Right.
I have a sense that law enforcement security has failed in the initial sense, and they're failing. In this second sequence, they have not done their job, I served in several capacities, patrolman, security at the Woodlawn Complex. And it's amazing to me that they could just walk into a building with security and not be stopped.
Right.
I find that amazing. So I don't want to downplay the law enforcement apparatus in both cases, but how is that possible? You just can't, I just can't wrap my head around how they can just walk into a secure building and take over the heart of the operation. It's amazing. So I just have to stop there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and he's right. It is amazing that this guy, not elected, you know, not vetted by Congress or anybody, could just walk in with a team of people and take over. It's like, that's got to be illegal. I mean,
it's got to be illegal. And, you know, if it isn't, buts about it. It's up and down the line. It's illegal.
Right.
You know. All right, let's get back to the phone. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller. Okay.
All right. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I've hearing other people calling in, I have so many other comments, but I have a couple, just to make several points. One is, don't sell folks short. Just because people didn't vote in the presidential election, remember, I think Chip has raised this point, as something like 88 million people didn't vote, more than voted for either candidate. So I don't think it's that the people don't care about it. It's that they recognize that they did not have a valid choice in that election, and they made a sensible resolution. That doesn't mean they didn't vote in other elements of the election. But you have to, I don't even know all of the levels of efforts that there were out there to keep people from voting. So that's one. Number two is that we can pretty much, I would assume that anything that has Trump or Musk's name attached to it is illegal until proven otherwise.
Because okay.
I mean, because they're rich folks. They don't think that those rules apply to them. And when
that's right. They don't care.
They lobby to get them changed. So we can't be surprised at any of that. But I'm not saying we can ignore them. But I want to pass on the word from my late husband. He said, we can't keep worrying about what these fools are doing. We have to figure out what is it that we're going to do. Everybody who is upset about what's going on or feeling demoralized, there are organizations out here that are fighting to stop what's going on, that are fighting to move things in another direction. They're looking for people. They need help. Find one that sounds good to you and get involved. Remember that there are more of us than there are of them, and people forget because they've made worker kind of almost a dirty word in this country with their attack on unions, is that workers are all of us, the people who make and produce and distribute and do all the work. We're the ones that do all of that. So I just want to say that, you know, that's really crucial, that we have to remember that we are the power. We have to be involved and we have to organize. We can fight this. But remember, every institution in this rotten economic system that's supposed to be our protection, they're not doing any of it. Where's the court? A few of them are. They're trying, but they need our support. Where's the court? Mm. What's Congress doing? This is Michelle from D.C. I'm not a citizen of this country because I don't have an official that I can vote for that represents me in the all the laws. So remember,
they're trying to take that away from me too.
They're trying to take that little bit away from us. But we're not that. They can only do all of that if we let them. And I am not going to let them. I want y'all to come out there and help us. We don't need to let them do that. And remember, those of us who are being discouraged and say, oh no, what's going to happen to black folks and what's going to happen to children? Remember, a lot of us come from folks who survived the Middle Passage, who survived enslavement, who survived Jim Crow, who who survived lynching. This is just another part of that struggle, and we don't have the luxury of being demoralized, of being tired, of saying, this ain't my fight, I don't know what to do. We are the ones. Let's get out there and make it happen, folks. Love you all.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
And Rick. Thank you very much, Rick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still got to believe that things would have been better if some of those people who said, you know, it didn't matter either way, held their nose and voted for Kamala. I mean, I still don't think we would be where we are now. I mean,
but you know, the only argument I have for that is that, you know, there's a lot of discouragement out there, you know, about the vote. And then when this happens, you know, it kind of reinforces that. But also, it's equally as important that white women supported Kamala, you know, and other groups, you know, why they backed away, you know, why they got cold feet,
right.
You know, and you know, that's.
Well, I think yeah. It's a false narrative to say that both sides are the same. I mean, yes.
No, they're not the same.
They're not the same. Know. Yeah, and yes, one side that we have been historically since 64 has not given us everything that we wanted, and given nearly what they should have been giving us. It's still
right now, and one week into this new presidency, we know it has confirmed that this is not normal.
Right.
Okay. It's not normal from the jump street. And so, and I use this word blitzkrieg, because that's what's happening.
Yeah.
They're taking all this information, all their attempts, you know, whatever they're trying to do, everything on their agenda. They're trying to put it all out there at once because they know. Look, think about this now. They're going to put all that stuff out there and then cut the federal workforce.
Yep.
You know, that's going to be dealing with it. So it's a bad scene. Like Michelle said, we can't get discouraged, though.
Right.
You know,
gotta keep the fight going.
You got to keep it going. You got to, you know, stay alert. All right, 202-580-8893. Good morning.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, yeah. You're on the air.
I guess it's not me.
That's yes, you. It is you're you. On the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. It is me, man. Sorry about that. But I was I had another comment, but I was just listening to what your argument was before, and that's the argument that it's better to go for the lesser of two evils. I think I agree with the caller before that it is a two-evil type of situation. Do you all recall the story about the frog who went into hot water and he jumped right out, and the other frog who went into a slowly increasing bit of heat? And he got killed and boiled and eaten or something. I think that's the situation that we're in here in this country. I also was just wondering, do you think that what's happening is would be a misled, that really the United States is bankrupt? And this is just an attempt without hitting the military, which supports the billionaire class in this country, to cut everything else so that we can afford to give Israel $44 million extra for 2,000, 4,000-pound bombs, and we can do everything for Ukraine, even though they have lost the war in the last 2 years. There is no sign of that they'll be able to do anything. And it's just, and the country is broke, and they put in a clown who just thinks we can bully the world and take over Iceland and tax our neighbors who are friendly to us and whatever, and that it's just going to make us jump out of this stupidity faster with him versus the other guy who was doing the same things, including speech and everything else. Let me ask you this. Did anybody notice that all the Arab commentators are off all the major news stations? I mean, it just is. The same things are happening, were happening under him, but just in a slow, bring the heat up sort of a way. Don't go for the lesser of the evil.
I think that's not correct. I mean, the things that were happening was slow movement, but it was slow movement forward for a lot of stuff. And this is definitely moving backwards. That. I mean, I think MLK was right that you know that the arc of history, you know, moves towards justice. It's a slow process, and I think that we are taking a major step back. I mean, we've been bankrupt for forever. We're at $37 trillion in debt. I mean, that's nothing new.
Do you think it's been moving forward here in the last bunch of years since the
70s.
Our standard of living has been going down.
This. You talk about bankruptcy. The problem is not financial bankruptcy. The United States got plenty of money. Okay? Mm-hmm. The problem with the United States is moral bankruptcy.
Yes, okay? I agree with that. Both of those, we
cannot make the right decisions. You know, we're making decisions for the wrong reasons, and it's having a cascading effect, you know, on society. Now, look at it. I mean, we got Trump back in office, you know, so, you know, people ought to know
that,
better.
We had nobody to put back in office. If we had put, what's her name in?
She's a
supporter of the genocide. You're right. We're making the wrong moral decision
as to
the lesser
of
two evils,
is what I would argue. But I mean, my thing is, so you think that Trump would do anything different? I mean, it seems like there is this denial of, yeah, there is change. There has been change. Black poverty actually is down. It's not proportionally down like white. You know, we still haven't made the grounds that we want to make. I mean, ask your LGBTQ and transgender people if stuff is better now than it was, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago. It's not where it needs to be, but it's still moving forward. And we're seeing a time where that stuff's going to be moving backward. I mean, to get rid of black history.
Can I answer that a little bit? Do you think poverty is down when... I'm an old guy. I used to go down Route 1 in California, and I did not see miles and miles of people living in cars and trailers and on the street and whatnot 10 years ago that I see now. I think things are getting worse here, and I'm not sure if you go into the statistics here. They got the same minimum wage in the federal government that they had 10 years ago. And yet it was better then because things are not getting better.
I hate to move on, but we got to move on, okay? You know, thank you for sharing your perspective on all this. All right, 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Okay, is it me?
That's you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, my name's Gary. I'm a enthusiastic supporter of WPFW and Pacifica, and I am glad I called this morning because we're all like extremely discombobulated after this fascist takeover, and you know, let's keep things simple, but let's go straight to the heart of the matter. First of all, I'm 71 years old. I discovered the rise and fall of the Third Reich when I was 7 years old. And then I found out like last year, or a couple of years ago, that was the year that the book came out. So here I'm 7 years old looking at pictures of the genocide in World War II, of the camps, the dead and the dying. And then we turn around, and I mean, you know, the grocers had the numbers on their forearms and stuff like that. But then you turn around and now Israel has become the freaking Nazis. Now, I mean, like I was this 7-year-old, 8-year-old kid, and I was a moral absolutist. So I'm, you know, I never stopped being that. I never stopped being that. And the United Snakes of America, you notice I said snakes, not states, right?
One
of the most evil countries that ever existed has been complicit in a genocide against the Palestinian people. Let me repeat that, because not enough people say that. There has been a genocide against the Palestinian people since October the 8th. And I'm not saying what they did was wrong, but just like Gutierrez, the brother who's the secretary in the UN, he said October 7th did not happen in a vacuum. It happened because of apartheid. It happened because of 100 years war against Palestine. And, you know, I could go on and on. I just got Armed Struggle ? By Gerald Horn. I'm only about 20 pages in. I've read about 25 of his books. And the guy, I mean, anybody listening to me right now, hey, read some freaking Gerald Horn books, okay? Because that is what we need. We need critical thinking. And that's what, another reason why they're getting rid of the Department of Education, right?
Right.
But in the interest of brevity, I'm going to go back to one of my mentors and friends who died on February 13th, 2 years ago, Eddie Conway. So glad I ended up meeting him, and it was, you know, under his tutelage for the last 10 years, or, you know, before he passed on. But he's still with us. You know, that's one of the things we said about Eddie. He didn't die, he multiplied. And I used to talk to him on the phone, and this last time, he really gave me like this really fundamental advice, you know, because I would be in our conversations with like, hey, can you give me a couple words of wisdom?
And the advice.
Thing that I remember him saying to me was, he said, get an AR-15 and plenty of ammunition.
Mm.
Of course, you got to go to the range also. All right. And when that guy with the horns got out of jail, the January 6th guy, what was the first thing he said when he got out? He said, I'm going to get me some more weapons. You know, you got to defend yourself, especially in this centennial year of Malcolm X. By any means necessary, folks. Okay.
All right. Sir, we're going to end it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got some more callers, I believe. And you know, that was one of the things that, you know, Chip and I talked about briefly, about, you know, resistance, you know,
right.
What level of resistance has become necessary, you know, and, you know, we'd definitely like to hear from you folks about that. And, you know, we'll continue the discussion into the weeks ahead. But right now, let's get back to those phones. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW. Good morning.
Hello.
Okay, let's go to the next line there. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW. Okay, good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
You talking to me now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, hi. Hi. I just, every time I think I'm not going to call, but then you say something that I just cannot let go. I just cannot believe what I'm hearing half the time about how the Democrats and Republicans aren't the same. And they have the same policies. And just to give you an example, I can give you policy after policy in the past, but just some recent examples. There was a report out that, you know, everybody's talking about Trump and how Trump is saying, oh, you know, this would be a great resort for, you know, the Palestinian Gaza would be a great waterfront resort. And everybody's condemning him for saying it. But there are reports out that Biden was agreeing to it. And behind the scenes, he was saying one thing in front of the people and agreeing to the same thing that Trump is talking about behind the scenes. And that's what the other caller was talking about. It was such a great analogy about the boiling water, the frog in the boiling water. And you all, and then, you know, I just saw Ro Khanna on Democracy Now! Talking about how he was planning on working with Doge. He was planning on working with, you know, and why would you even think about working with Doge when it's an unelected, it's a corporate, it's working for the corporate interests, it's working for someone who's foreign born, who, you know, so why would you even consider working with Doge? This is the complicity of the Democratic Party, and this is supposed to be the liberal wing of the Democratic Party. Now, I think that the what I heard a caller put succinctly what happened during the election, and that is that people who didn't have morals or scruples voted for Trump, and those of us who did not vote for Kamala. And she said she was going to do the same thing. She was going to continue the same policies as Biden.
It's elementary now.
I don't know how y'all could say something like that.
It's elementary now. So, well, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You on PFW.
Hello.
Good morning.
Caller.
All right. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hello. I'm on.
Hello. You're on.
This is Wilson calling from Langdon, Northeast. So I was watching Dr. Wilmer Leon, and he had on Jamu Baraka yesterday. And it was just so interesting to hear Jamu Baraka talk about how this energy of the United States and their consistent genocide from the Native Americans to the African Americans that W. Du Bois and Paul Robeson and William Patterson brought up. Here we are again in a third alleged genocide. The energy of this country, and I don't care who's running the country, whether it's Democrat or Republican, until we decide to bring in a party that's going to stop all the warring, this is going to be going to continue going on.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, Chip, you know, what's it going to take for people? What's it going to take?
You know, it's almost like we have to evolve as a human race, you know, to stop doing the same stuff over and over again.
And look, if we make it that far,
right?
We got nuclear weapons out there getting ready to destroy ourselves, and I don't know. It's complicated. So we're going to get back to the listeners because I'm sure they got some thoughts and some answers, you know, for us. Good morning, caller. You on PFW.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Brother Finchback, this is Thomas Bushmeat Stanley. How are you?
Thomas Stanley, what's up, man?
Hey, I want to be real quick so that other people can get their point in. It's good to hear from you, too. Look, the reason why we keep doing the same thing is because we keep living under the same organizational structures. If 4 years of Trump is a nightmare, believe me, 8 years of Vance will be an absolute catastrophe. And the only way to avoid that, and I don't play in your politics, but the only way to avoid that is you've got to put the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, out of our misery. It's not an anti-war party. It is not a pro-worker party. It is the other Republican party, the one that doesn't tell you what they're going to do up front. Trump has a certain villainous charisma that Vance lacks, but they're both very honest about where they want to take this society and where they want to take the world, and the DNC is their accomplice. The woman could not win. You couldn't win with a white woman, so let's try a black woman. Doesn't make sense. doesn't make sense. They set us up for this. The DNC is more responsible for Trump than anybody else. You can't blame Trump for being Trump. He tried to win, and he did. Thank you.
All right, Thomas. Thanks for your thoughts, man. Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, that's just a hard pill, because what he's saying is that the only person who could win is a white male. And not, I don't know. I mean, if that's true, then America's in a problem.
Ain't there yet.
Right.
But one thing for certain, the voters that are protesting these cuts and, you know, things, all these rallies and stuff that are going on right now, they're mad at both parties. You know, that's well, they're mad at both. They're mad at both.
You're seeing a lot of stuff on social media. People tell the story of how upset they are at Trump because they didn't think he would do this to them. You know, that they voted for him, and I can't believe he's doing this to me. It's like
all they had to do was look under the hood on that one.
Right. My problem with that is the to me. You knew he's going to do it to someone. You just didn't think he's going to do it to you.
And the Democrats are saying, where are you guys? How come you're not fighting? You know, what's the issue here? You know, you're supposed to be fighting for us, and they're gonna have to deal with that.
That's right.
You know, they're gonna have to deal with that. All right, let's get back to these phones. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on PFW.
Is that
good morning? Yes, sir. That's you.
Go ahead, caller. Hello.
Are you speaking to me?
Yep, hello? You're on the air.
Well, thank you very much. I think it would be very important if we do not blame people in terms of who they voted for, because we need a collaborative effort. And I think, in fact, if anything, I think Chip and Ron, you owe the people, I think, an apology. And the reason I say that, one of your previous callers mentioned the fact that the United States under Biden was pursuing the same exact policy as Donald Trump, but it was secretive.
Well, and I'm just, I didn't interrupt her, but I will interrupt you. That's not true. Now they were instituting a policy where they wanted to temporarily move refugees out of the Gaza Strip into Egypt to help clear up the area and rebuild it, but it wasn't going to be a permanent move. And Egypt put a kibosh on that deal because they said if you move the Palestinians to us, Israel will start attacking us. But Biden never had a plan to completely move the Palestinians forever from the Gaza Strip.
And even the
Egyptians said that was true. So that is incorrect.
All right. So let's move on. Okay. All right. We're going to move on. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You on WPFW.
Is this me?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I was kind of go down the same line as the other caller. You spend so much time telling people that how they think is wrong and spend very little time discussing what we could try to have some consensus on that we can move together in some kind of organizational manner and some strength. And this is why the so-called left, I don't even want to use that term, the so-called people who are not into Trump, that's where they're left at. We bicker about the most inconsequential issues while they are basically destroying mountains. And we are worried about molehills. So give you an example. People keep saying they want single payer, but they do nothing about it. And we require no elected official to work for it. You talk about home rule. if they want to talk about home rule, then D.C. people in D.C. has to say, oh, really? Then no taxes. Then you treat us like the other territorial citizens in Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, who are American citizens, but they don't have to file income taxes. They don't have to voluntarily file income taxes. So we never talk about how to use power. You spend most of your time propping up Trump because you don't talk about what we could do to bring him down. And there's very specific things you got to be willing to do. You can't fight a war philosophically. You have to be willing to do stuff. And people aren't willing to do stuff except the Trump people are willing to do it. And they will break everything in their path because the American people are going to sit there and do nothing about it. Like the old saying goes, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. And that's all I have to say.
All right. 202-588-0893. Thank you for your comments. Let's see. We have one more here. Okay. Let's go to the call. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Yeah, I had not finished my point. Hello?
Yeah, caller, you on WPFW.
Yeah, I had not finished my point, and you guys hung up on me. I thought that was very incredibly rude. And it was true that the Biden administration was pursuing the same policy. Let me just go back. In fact, when you go back to Ronald
Reagan. All right, sir, I'm just going to be blunt.
You hung up on me.
Let me finish. Okay. Go ahead and make your point, but we're limited on time. Okay, so I'm going to let you say what you have to say without interruption, okay?
I'll make my point quick. When Menachem Begin was president of Israel, Ronald Reagan referred to it not as a genocide but a Holocaust, and you must stop. This should have been stopped months ago. And the Biden administration, as the previous caller said, the Biden administration has given the space for a Donald Trump. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, one thing's for certain, you know, things are changing and they're changing fast. Like I said, I use the word blitzkrieg, you know, hit them hard, hit them fast, hit them between the eyes. Don't let up, you know, keep your foot on the gas. And, you know, these policies that are being crafted and I just can't get over the fact that all this was said prior to the election concerning the 2025 project.
Right.
I mean, and he's in charge of that now, you know? So, I don't know, people hear information, get credible information, but they don't act on it or...
Well, it doesn't fit their own internal narrative, so a lot of times they don't. They don't believe it, you know. So,
right. I mean,
just like, you know, one of the callers, it's like you can actually research and see that the Biden plan was a temporary one, but it doesn't fit their narrative. So they
well, it's not. It's. I don't want to classify it like that because number one, you know, they're coming up with a narrative based on their research, all right, which is just always going to be inherently different. Doesn't make it wrong. Just different. So let's give them the space to, you know, explore. You know, so I don't want to go that route. You know, if you know what I mean. You know, so
I know, but then we get to the problem where there is no such things as facts, which
no facts do matter, but who's facts? And we know about facts. We know about facts, and how fickle facts can be. Okay, facts are, you know, in the eye of the beholder. So that's why we have to be, you know, that was generous in our spirit, because we don't have all the answers, and they're trying to get the answers. So we definitely don't want to discourage anyone from researching and finding out more. We encourage that 100%. All right, Chip. Here we go, man. Get ready for the weekend.
Yep.
Let's see what the news brings us forth come Monday.
And how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to?
For close to 50 years, WPFW has amplified the voices, told the stories, and shared the history and culture of Black people throughout the diaspora. In short, we are Black history. Black is WPFW. Texting WPFWFM to 801-801 will help to protect this medium in the Black radical tradition so that we can continue to chronicle Black hope, sorrow, and resistance.
Diversity Fund is a grassroots grant source for change makers of color in the nation's capital. We fund social justice work by and for DC people of the global majority. The deadline for submissions is Friday, March 21st. Details and application information are available at www.diversityfund.org. You can send questions to info@diversityfund.org. Upcoming info session dates and recordings are accessible online at www.diversecityfund.org. The phone number for further information is 202-743-0130. That's 202-743-0130.
Greetings. WPFW is pleased to announce the relaunch of our major donor program, now known as the Jazz and Justice Circle. If you gave $1,000 last year or so far this year, you are automatically enrolled in this cherished group of listener members, and we thank you. Benefits of your membership are at wpfwfm.org under the Support Us tab at the top of the homepage is the Jazz and Justice Circle. Interested in joining this select group? Please consider a donation of $1,000 or more online at wpfwfm.org. Your donation helps WPFW build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Wondering how to get WPFW swag in your life? Items that say, I support Jazz and Justice. Without saying a word, we've got you covered. Details and browsing at wpfwfm.org. Again, that's wpfwfm.org.
Whether it's the courage to tell the truth about displacement, apartheid, and genocide, or our commitment to presenting jazz and all of its extensions, as well as other liberatory musical forms, blues, hip-hop, House, WPFW has been an unwavering partner in the fight for social justice and the preservation of the culture. Now's the time for you to display your courage and commitment to truly independent press by donating during our winter pledge drive from February 9th through the 22nd. It is with your generous financial support that WPFW, this emancipatory educational media outlet, continues to build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Climate Friday host Reverend Lennox Yearwood Jr. is but one of the Black voices in climate and environmental justice that will be featured at this year's Taking Nature Black Conference, March 5th through the 8th. Presented by Nature Forward and themed Reclamation and Resilience, with both online and in-person participation for connection, knowledge, inspiration, and more. Details about Taking Nature Black Conference at natureforward.org/takingnatureblack. All one word, Taking Nature Black. That's Taking Nature Black, Reclamation and Resilience, March 5th through the 8th. WPFW, building a better world, one